This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Welcome to the Oak Shade Podcast. I'm your host, Dan the Fitness Man. How y'all doing? Happy Monday if you're listening this week. And we're going to do a quick recap of some of our hunts recently, answer a few questions, tell you about some of our content that's coming out, and a little behind the scenes stuff there, and kind of talk about the next steps and progressions of our season and our fitness and our nutrition and elk-shaped crazy stuff going on with HQ. So we just got back from bear hunting. We went for a four-day rip. And I'm telling you guys, I had a first thing happen to me that's never happened before, and I hope it never happens again. Oh my gosh, it's embarrassing. But this was our second go at bear hunting. I had scheduled 4 days, and I had brought two backpacks with me. One was the Hoodlum from Kufaru, completely packed and ready to go for 3 nights. And then the other was a day pack. It's the Bedlam on the Arc Frame. And that one's just kind of like my quick, I'm going to hunt from my truck. I'm going to sleep in a canvas cutter underneath my truck. And it's just kind of more of like mobile elk hunting, if you will, because that backcountry does have like a little bit of a down payment, physically speaking, to get in there. And then if the bears aren't there, you got to turn around and back out. So it's expensive when it comes to energy. That's your commodity and time, most importantly. So we're going to do more of the mobile for a day or two, and then do like, I had one spot I wanted to hike in and actually stay in and glass until we had to come home. So we get there and we unload the dirt bikes. We unload the packs. We get all geared up, boots are on, gaiters ready to rock. And I look at Jeff, who's our creative, and I'm like, hey, I forgot one thing. He's like, what's that? My bow. It's all the way back in Spokane. So we had driven 2.5 hours to go bear hunting, and I left my bow. Fortunately, Jeff brought his rifle and he had a bear tag, and he's a bear virgin. So I was like, you're in luck, dude. I'm going to be your bear guide tonight. We're going to get your first bear on the ground. Here we go. And he was stoked, and I took him to one of my best bear spots where you could see so much country, and it was so green and ready to rock, and we could not find a bear to save our lives. So we drove all the way home, got home probably about midnight, and then the next day I worked out, and then back at it for 3 days, and we were in the backcountry for 3 days. We brought mountain bikes this time, and the whole point was I had a couple fire roads that basically allowed no motorized travel. And I knew there'd be a good chance that it'd be some snow patches, but I felt like we could ride mountain bikes, get in far, plus mountain bikes are quiet, and stay on really green grassy roads, which is pretty conducive for bears. So we went in 7.4 miles one way. I'd say we pushed our mountain bikes through snow 5 out of the 7 miles. So it was absolutely a suck fest, which was good for character. Pulled ticks off us left and right. No bear spotted, glass, tons of amazing country. Came back out and checked out a couple of more basins, picked up a few browns and sheds, never saw a bear. And the reason why we didn't see a bear, and here it is because it is, the snowpack is weak this year. It feels like end of May already, and it's not. And so there's green everywhere from the valley floor all the way up to the snow line, and the snow line is higher than I've ever seen it. I mean, it's just fading away. So we've spent a lot of our energy, obviously, at the snow line. We just haven't seen a single bear up high yet. The only bear I've seen this whole season is a sow and a cub, and they were down low. And we've combed the middle area, and we ran into one guy who killed a sow down low, and that's it. And so I'm not interested in shooting little small bears. I'm trying to find those big boars. And when those big boars come out of hibernation, they don't travel far for quite a while. They're not fully capable of covering ground. Fortunately for them, they don't need to cover a lot of ground. There's green everywhere. So they're probably might even still heading back into their dens and sleeping a little bit. Plus, they might have a little flavor of being nocturnal still. We just need them to kind of get things revved up. I have yet to see a pile of bear poo on a logging road, and I've done 100 plus miles, man. Four-wheelers, dirt bikes, and mountain bikes, and e-bikes. I've literally done 100 plus miles, haven't seen one pile of bear crap yet, and that's pretty normal. And usually when I start seeing bear crap on a road, I really hone in. That's how I've found a lot of good bears, is by finding good piles. So haven't seen any rocks flipped over or stumps or things like that. So it's just early. Gonna have to be patient. Same thing for turkeys. I've been out 3 or 4 times. I have seen several really good toms. I've even done a couple of setups where I've called in the hens and the toms stay just outside of bow range and they won't come in. They won't commit. And they're just, when the hens are around, they're a little more cautious. Once these hens start dropping eggs and spend a lot of their time on the nest, these toms are going to get restless. Their guard's going to drop. And that's usually when I take advantage. And that's not till about mid-May for me, at least that was last year. I think I doubled. I killed 2 toms in 1 sit, and it was middle of the day. So I'm just kind of having to be patient, which I hate. I also have a bear bait in a completely different mountain system, a little bit closer drive. We went and checked that recently, and it's only been out about 8 days, and it hasn't been hit yet. And that's also pretty par for the course. Usually it takes a couple of weeks. We've got some really good smelling things there. We've got anise extract. We got buck balm. They make bear balm bacon. Spray that out there. We got restaurant grease cooked and sprayed all over the ground there for them to track all over the place. We have molasses, powdered sugar, donuts, all the stuff we know that works. It's just not time yet. So we got to be patient there. But all in all, it should be really good. And then as far as content this week, we have Sunday, which was yesterday. If you're listening to this on a Monday, we dropped a video with Cody McCarthy, Dana Life. He's with us hanging out, shooting bows, making calls, talking elk calls and elk strategy and working out. And it's a cool YouTube video. And I met Cody when he was 12 years old. His parents hired me to be his strength coach while he was getting ready for football. He had a very good football career. He ended up playing college ball at my alma mater, Eastern Washington University, as a linebacker. I remember when I was training him, he was 12 years old and he arrowed his first bull, a good one, at age 12. And at that time in my life, I'd only killed a few bulls with a bow. I was really impressed. I still am, in fact. So it's just a really fun video. We have so much history that it was just great to have him. And I hope you guys get a chance to check that out. Cody, he manages some fitness businesses, and he also is a call maker for a company called Slayer. So I don't work with Slayer. I don't work with Phelps. I don't work with Rocky. I don't work with any call manufacturers. So I'm pretty call brand agnostic. I'm here to just make cool elk hunting content, obviously. But I did get a message from Phelps that he wasn't very stoked that I was doing content with Cody, because Cody works for Slayer and Slayer's a competitor to Phelps. And I'm sure Phelps doesn't appreciate me talking about this. But at the end of the day, I just want to make it clear to the handful of people that text Jason a screenshot of our podcast together, as in me and Cody's, and they were doing that to like raise an eyebrow, like, why would Dan from Elkshape be doing something with Slayer? Well, the reason is because I've known Cody for a long time. I don't care who he makes calls for. He's a friend of mine, and this is a dude who will give you the shirt off of his back. Cody is amazing, and I gotta give Phelps a shout out, like, as far as he's helped me out with my elk shape camps. All 25 of them in 5 years, they provided the diaphragm calls and the elk tubes for all the participants. They sent, Jason's been to a few, but Dirk primarily has taught elk calling at all my calls. Now, obviously, it's a good move on their brand to be present at an elk shape camp and be the ones making sure that these participants are using Phelps calls, because, you know, when you use a diaphragm call, is that the only diaphragm you're ever going to use in your life? I don't think so. So it's good to get, you know, customer acquisition, get the brand in front of them. And Jason and both Dirk are amazing elk callers. So I got nothing but love for y'all and Phelps. People, don't get all upset. I can work with any call company I want. I'm not under contract with Phelps. I don't have a first right of refusal or any sort of like clause that says I can't. I make content for hunters. And I think hunters should be united, not divided. And it doesn't matter what call you use, what backpack or bow, use whatever gives you the most confidence. Obviously, I do work with some certain brands. Like I wouldn't have an EXO guy on my pod. I work with Kufaru, and I believe Kufaru to be the best pack out there. I love Phelps game calls. That's what I use. I use the gray amp myself and the V2 from last year. And I also really still love the metal tube for that ringing note that it can do for locating elk, which is primarily what I use elk calls for. I don't call a lot of bulls in, but I do locate a lot of bulls, especially at night with the Phelps metal tube. I don't even own a Slayer call like tube. I don't own a single Slayer tube. And Cody made me a couple of diaphragm calls on his visit here, which was super nice of him. But I just want all you hunters out there to quit getting all freaked out and a little bit more focus on hunters united, not divided. It doesn't matter what brand you use. We're all hunters and we're all want to be better elk hunters. And we're lucky to be elk hunters. Elk hunters get to chase bugles and do something very physically hard and mentally challenging and potentially fill their freezer with the best protein on planet Earth. And we can leverage elk hunting to make better decisions when it comes to our faith and our family and our fitness. And we have a reason to shoot year round, to e-scout year round, to upgrade gear, to put in the work. It's all delayed gratification. And it's a thing of beauty. And that's why I'm an elk hunter and I'm proud to be an elk hunter. So just wanted to let anyone know, hey man, I'm here to make content with hunters. I still got nothing but love for Phelps, Dirk, Jason. If they're mad at me, hey guys, I ain't mad at you. I got nothing but love for you. And I'll probably still use Phelps calls, but I'm just really proud of Cody and what he's done. He's won the World Elk Calling Championship in 21. He had a great career as a linebacker. He's killed several big bulls. His day job isn't elk calls. It's actually fitness. And he's just a great dude. And I love his family. So that's kind of why I'm bringing that up. And then as far as training goes on the Elk Shape training program right now, we got May coming up. And so we are doing Murph prep, you know, run a mile, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, run a mile with the 20-pound weight vest in honor of Murphy. Well, we're going to do some prep leading up to Memorial Day. We also have ruck and rolls on Friday where you're going to be doing rucks with a twist, lots of curveballs, plus your strength and conditioning and your energy system development. If you haven't checked out Elk Shape Training, please, shameless plug, get going. There's only 4 months until elk season, and we will have you more than ready. With Elk Shape HQ, we are potentially moving. Right now, the house that I live in is not on the market yet. We have someone off the market looking at it for the second time next weekend. If they want to buy it, then we'll figure out moving. If we do sell it, we're going to go move into the old double wide on the 5 acres we bought. Alicia's already worked with the architect and has the house plans. We'll start building either this year or next year, depending on, you know, God's good timing. It probably would be this year if it all happens. And we're pretty chill on it. We're letting God take good care of it. We're not like trying to force it or control it. If the buyer does not want to buy it, then we are going to put it on the market. So if you're looking for a great 2-acre home with shops and all the cool stuff and all the remodeling that we've done, be on the lookout. I'm sure I'll let y'all know. But it's exciting and also just stressful a little bit because I am trying to hunt bears and get ready for elk season and all that kind of stuff. And right now we're trying to build out the filming studio and set up the gym. These are buildings that were already on the property. Yeah, so we just have a lot going on, but who doesn't, right? And speaking of the elk season 2024, did you guys draw Montana? Did you draw New Mexico? Draw results are coming out. Make sure you put in for Nevada. The Utah deadline just came to a close. Washington State is open. If you want to put in, you have to buy a tag to put in for Washington's draws, but we do have big bulls. Idaho's draw is coming up for their special elk, deer, or moose. I think moose and sheep in mountain goat is open right now. So there's still a lot of draws. We have results coming from Wyoming, and your plan should be starting to formulate, and you should be starting to negotiate and figure out when are you going to go hunting. End of September, mid-September, beginning of September. How much time can you get off? Are you budgeting time for the drive there? What if your truck breaks down? Are you bringing a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, an e-bike, a dirt bike, boot leather? What are you going to do? What gear upgrades do you need to get? And then if you upgrade gear, when are you going to test and vet that gear before you put it in your pack for the fall? It's a lot happening. Are you going to any Total Archer Challenge shoots or 3D shoots? Are you going to the rifle range, working on your dope or going out and shooting rocks and putting yourself in realistic situations if you're a rifle hunter. I mean, there's always work to be done, which is why cheers to being an elk hunter. We got some cool events coming up. We have Total Archery Challenge Big Sky in June. We're going to head over to Vortex HQ in June as well and check out some of their new drops on a little get-together, which will be good to go back to Wisconsin. I love the Wisconsin people. We also have my former cameraman and friend, Jake Webb, is getting married in June, and my dad's doing the wedding. How cool is that? That'll be fun. We have the Elk Immersion experience in July, and that might have one or two spots open. We had a couple guys have things come up. So if you want to come to that, there's two spots open. Head over to elkshape.com, search Elk Immersion. You'll find it. Get yourself your ticket. What else are we got going on? We just have summer around the corner. Are you making plans with your family? Are you going to fulfill their love and their time and figure out their version of elk hunting? Summer's a great time to really take advantage and make it not about you and make it about them. That's a best practice. And spring is in the air. So hopefully you guys are getting out chasing turkeys, chasing bears, maybe doing some scouting, some overnights, testing gear, shooting your bow, and getting all those workouts in, dialing in your nutrition. We did an episode with a doctor on blood work. I know that my wife just went and got her labs redone after listening to the doc and started taking a different supplement regimen and eating a little bit differently. And it came back amazing. You really are in control of your body's oil, your plumbing, and what is inside your blood and what you put in to recover. And just fruits, veggies, lean meats. Kill it, pick it off a tree, dig it out of the ground. Real food. If it's got a food label, it's probably not food. Meal prep, plan and prepare your meals ahead. And remember, you have 4 months till September, and you are responsible for any unwanted pounds that you have to lug around. If you were to slap a 20-pound weight vest on me and then put my backpack on and say, elk hunt as good as you do, it would slow me down. And I would not recover as fast, and I would not be able to be as fast up or down or around mountains and intercepting bulls and things like that. So have a purpose for every pound on your body. It starts in the kitchen. If you're not meal prepping and you're feeling guilty, and I'm talking to you specifically, then Sundays, man, meal prep. Get your food dialed. Start tracking your macros. Do a food journal. Check your hydration levels. Get your blood work done. And just show up to September tip-top shape and have a more enjoyable experience and possibly more experience some success from the level of fitness or your ability to recover. Everyone's a hero for the first 3 days of elk season. Day four is the difference maker. Can you hunt the last day as hard as you did on the first day? Guys, this is your little motivational pump-up speech. I got nothing but love for you. I want you to crush this year. And that's why I dropped this pod, even though I don't have a guest this week. And honestly, I'm not going to do pods with people on Zoom anymore. I'm just not into it. And if I do, it'll be sparingly. I really want to do in-person podcasts or just go solo with a little update on what we're doing and just get you fired up and be a resource for you guys. You have a lot of options when it comes to podcasts, a lot. We appreciate you choosing us. Now let's do a couple discount codes and get you on your way. I'm sure you got workouts to do. You got bows to shoot. You got gear to check out. You got family time to acquire, things like that. Discount code ElkShape, 10% off Peaks, Trekking Poles, Backcountry Elites, Carbon up top, aluminum on the bottom. Get the cork handled ones. The duo headlamp, red and white. 3 layers to each light. You can hold a button down. It'll not turn on in your backpack. It's rechargeable. Micro USB-C. 2 is 1. Stormcastle gaiters. No brainer. Through snow, creeks. I wear gaiters on all my hunts. The Solace sleeping bag with the arm ports. And put that inside the Solitude TP. And you are ballin'. The other discount code is blackovis.com. They sell a lot of cool stuff, especially archery gear. Discount code ElkShape will take 10% off. And finally, sheep feet. Yes, sheep feet, because I've been running up and down the mountains and they are a lifesaver. Discount code ElkShape, 10% off. And they should just transfer from whatever your training shoe is to your hunting boot and go from there. The hunting boots that I wore last week were the Summit 2s. I could be wearing the Laponia Lights or Laponia 3s. I'm telling you, Summit 2s are probably the most underrated boots. They're like a Colorado, except for they're a stiffness level of 3. The Colorados are a 4. And the only reason I'm bringing those up is because I think those are the most comfortable shoes I can wear. They're not the best for stalking. Laponia 3s still beat them. But I mean, if you're looking for an all-mountain boot, check out the Summit 2s. Shout out to Crispy for killing it this year. And guys, that's what I got for discount codes. I appreciate your support. Go stay on that grind, because the grind never stops. And we'll catch you next week. Peace.